Hey, it's Bethany here. So this podcast is unlike any other podcast that I've ever done. And if you're driving or you're in a place that you can't get quiet and close your eyes and do a visualization, then you need to stop this and not go any further because this is a visualization of your future. And I received such amazing feedback from doing this in some of my coaching groups. And I actually am sending it out in an email next week to people to help them understand that, their choices and where they're at in their life, if they're unhappy with it, you don't have to stay there. And everything starts with seeing it in your mind. When we think about things, we don't think in words, we think in pictures. And we also think, so to speak, in feelings. So visualizing is all about thinking and feeling into things that you want, right? So I hope you enjoy this. It's short. I think the whole thing is like it's 11 minutes total. And the first part of it is the visualizing, and the last part of it is kind of a wrap up, what to do next, and some teaching. And of course, I share with you about Big Life You because it starts on November 9th. And really, this is the first step that I have people do is visualize their future. So I hope you get great value out of it. Set aside, 12, 15 minutes here and just be with me. And I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what you think of this, how it goes. You can email me at bethany@bethanyklem.com. I'd love to know how this resonates with you. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a lot of choices when it comes to podcasts and who you listen to. And I just want you to know that I appreciate you coming here and being part of Dialed In. All right, let's do this. Hey, it's Bethany here, and I just want to walk you through a little journey where we visualize what your future can look like. So, when you have 5 minutes to spend with me, I want you to get into a comfortable place, get somewhere where you won't be interrupted, turn off anything that could distract you, let your family know or your staff know that you need 5 minutes and be really in a space where you can tune into my voice and go on this little journey with me. So if you're there now, then let's do this. So first of all, as we start, your mind will tell you that you don't have time to listen to this, that this is stupid, that you don't, you, this isn't going to work for you, but I just want you to be here with me. So first of all, take a deep breath in and out through your mouth. Relax your shoulders. Take another deep breath in and out through your mouth. Drop your tongue from the roof of your mouth. Be sure that you're in a comfortable position and relax. And I want to ask you a few questions. When was the last time that you were really excited about something in your life? I mean, something that came from your heart that filled your soul with joy, wonder, passion, something that you couldn't get off of your mind, the kind of excited that wakes you up at night, the kind of excited that keeps you thinking and feel the zest for life and that something good is about to happen. And I want you to think about being excited about the kind of life that you want. Think about what it feels like to have that like bubbling anticipation in your belly or to feel that flutter of excitement in your heart. Do you remember that? Do you remember when you last felt that? And I want you to take that energy, recall that energy, and turn it to thinking about the kind of life that you want. Never mind what your current conditions and circumstances are. Don't think about the rules. Don't think about the limits that you believe you have. I just want you to let your mind go. Think about the life that you want. Where do you live? What clothes do you wear? What do you spend your time doing? Who are you with? And most importantly, how do you feel? What does this life that you imagine for yourself, that gives you butterflies in your stomach, what does that feel like to you? And hold on to that for a minute and just sit with it. Perhaps you're traveling. Maybe you have a home on a lake or at in the valley of a mountain range. Perhaps you're deep in the woods in a cabin. Maybe you live in a bustling city in a high rise where you can see the city and what's happening there. Perhaps you live in a tiny home where things are simple and you're completely filled with joy. As you visualize your life, who you're with, what you're wearing, what you're spending your time doing, and where you live, I want you to take another deep breath. And hang on to that visualization. And open your eyes. And just take a minute and write down everything that came to mind. Now, maybe you didn't see pictures of things, but maybe you felt things. It's okay. There's no wrong here. Just write it down. And as you're writing it, pay attention to how you feel when you're thinking about it. How does this visualization that we did, this life in this visualization, feel compared to the life that you have now? And now that you see in your mind what you truly want, what are you currently doing to make it happen? What are you doing to really be able to step into it? You know, we let life get in the way of the things that we really want, and we tell ourselves that we should just be happy with what we have, or that we're being selfish or ungrateful for wanting more. Sometimes we just try to convince ourselves that our dream can't happen, that we're not the kind of people that are able to do the things that we really want. And then over time, what happens is our dreams just die. In fact, we forget dreaming and we start numbing. We start painkilling. We drink too much. We spend too much time on social media. We complain about people. We spend time gossiping. And pretty soon, those dreams are replaced with things that don't serve us in any way. And we get to the end of our lives and we wonder what happened. Why didn't we travel? Why didn't we try speaking on stage? Why didn't we go on that cruise? Why didn't we ever take the girls' trip? Why didn't we make time to spend more connection time with our family? What happened to this life of ours? And I don't know about you, but I don't want to get to the end of my life and have those thoughts and those feelings. I want to get to the end of my life and be thinking about all the amazing things that happen, how I did spend my time, how maybe I failed a lot, but I played full out. And every time I failed, it up-leveled me. Every time I failed, I learned something new. I became something more. Because here's the thing. The journey is about who you become in the process. It's never about the end destination. But if we don't have any destination in mind, we never become anything but the same. We simply stay the same. Our lives look like everyone else's around us. We live in disappointment. We play small. We hide. We people please. And ultimately, we're unfulfilled and unhappy. And if you're listening to me today, I believe that you're listening for a reason. And I'm here to tell you, it's time to wake up. And I'm not saying that to make you feel bad or to shame you in any way, but I want you to know that there is a different life waiting for you. That life in your vision is possible. And I know that because I've been there. I'm on my journey too, but I've been in a place where I spent my time gossiping and I spent my time in low-level thinking and crappy emotions that kept me playing small. I spent years listening to my fear. I spent years people-pleasing, hedging, not using my voice, not stepping out to the thing that was screaming inside of me to do. I know where you're at. And if you want to start living a life that you love, what I call a big life, and stop convincing yourself that it's not possible, then you've got to do something different. You've got to take time to do the work on the inside that impacts every single result that you have on the outside. And I want to tell you, one of the very best ways in this world to do that work is through the Big Life You program. And I can say that with extreme confidence. Why? Two reasons. Number one, because it's the work that I have done to absolutely up level and change my life. And number two, I've seen it work in the women who have already gone through it. Their lives have changed in huge ways. And if you follow me over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be sharing with you all different stories of people that have gone through Big Life You and how that's impacted their lives. Connect with me, stay close to the fire, and know that a big life is for you. Check out Big Life You. It's www.blu2020.com. There's all kinds of testimonials there and all the information about the program. It starts again November 9th. It's just a couple weeks away or less, depending on when you're listening to this. blu2020.com. You are worth the investment. Your future is calling you. The life that you want is waiting for you. You've just got to be brave. Step out of average. Stop playing small and do something for yourself because you're worth it. All right. Until next time, I'll see you soon.